This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When the members of the Nashville-based band The Apache Relay started playing together in college, they never imagined they'd be sharing a stage with Mumford & Sons. But that's just one of their many accomplishments since the band came together in 2009.
They've just released their second album, which is self-titled, and they'll be performing tonight at the Sinclair in Harvard Square. But first, they're right here, all six members of The Apache Relay. They've squeezed into our studio. Here they are playing the first single from their new album, Katie, Queen of Tennessee.
I'm on my knees, I'm unworthy. What shall we, our destiny, to find true love, a tragedy? If you see me run through the streets, I'm calling into love and fall. Katie, be my darling. Hear the sirens, I hope you find it charming. I'll be out in the morning. Katie, be my darling. If only she would notice me, what can I do to make her see?
Right, the Apache Relay performing live right here in Studio 3 on Radio Boston. That was their song, Katie, Queen of Tennessee, from their new self-titled album. Welcome to all of you. Great to have you. And what a wonderful song. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Glad to be here. Hell
so,
yeah.
Michael Ford Jr., guitar and lead vocals. Let me get you to introduce us to the rest of the band.
Absolutely. To my right is Mr. Michael Harris on guitar and backup vocals. Next to him is Steve Smith on drums and percussion. Then we have Brett Moore on mandolin backup vocals. Kellen Wimrick on the fiddle, and Ben Ford on the bass.
Well, welcome. Really, really a pleasure coming to you. One of the things I was doing for much of this morning was listening to your new album, and it's really, really lovely. And I thought that song, Katie, Queen of Tennessee, which is the first song you recorded for the new album, really kind of set the tone for the whole album, this wonderful, lush kind of sound you have.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. I mean, where did that sound come from? It's got almost a retro sound to it.
Yeah, you know, when we went into the studio, we weren't planning on doing that kind of thing, but Katie, Queen of Tennessee was the first song that was finished when we were recording, and we started tracking it right after we finished writing it, and it just seemed like the song and the lyrics really dictated kind of that more retro feel in production. So, yeah, so it kind of happened naturally, and we didn't really expect it, but we were excited when it kind of presented itself to us.
I read this, and I certainly heard it, that you could almost hear a sort of Phil Spector kind of wall of sound, particularly on the recorded version. It was lovely what you did, but there's a big, 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 full, lush sound. I want you to describe the evolution that this album represents for your band, because not long ago people were describing you as a folk rock band, but you're doing something else now.
Yeah, you know, I think we've evolved a great deal. You know, we made the record before this one called American Nomad when we were about 20 years old. And the, you know, musical growth, I think, from 20 to 25 and just life growth between those ages is huge. And so we just are in another place now, and we're excited to move forward and to experiment with different sonic boundaries and push ourselves. So, yeah, you know, I think the evolution would just came from just growing up and maturing and wanting to push and you know, dig deeper in the songs.
So, well, here's what Paul Byrne of the Huffington Post wrote, that your new album represents a much-needed shift in our obsession with folk music, infusing the soul that's been leaking into pop. Do you agree with that? Is today's folk music lacking a little soul?
You know, I guess so. I don't know. I don't
that struck a chord one way or the other. I'm not exactly sure.
I don't know if I'm
I don't think it does. I don't think.
So tell me who you are.
This is Brett Moore. Here.
Brett Moore, right. Mandolin player.
Right. I don't think that folk music lacks soul at all, but I think that there's a lot of folks out there that have it covered, and I don't think we can necessarily, you know, add anything beyond that. So I guess we're just trying to follow, like what Michael's saying with the production, like what feels natural to us. And we're not like, you know, there's no outline from our managers, like, here's what you guys should look into trying. You know, it's just, it's kind of just like following the muse a little bit.
Well, we'd love to hear you do another song, at least from the new album. So tell us what you're going to play for us.
This next one is called Don't Leave Me Now.
All right. Don't Leave Me Now from the Apache Relay, live right here on Radio Boston.
The storm is blowing in tonight. And I'm rolling in the tide. Won't you throw a rope to me? Enough rope to hang me. Don't take your love away from me.
Very nice. That's the Apache Relay performing the song Don't Leave Me Now from their new self-titled album, the Apache Relay. Gentlemen, nice job. That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to ask you about how and where you recorded this album. We mentioned that you're from Nashville, great music city, but you went out to Los Angeles to record this album.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you need to leave the music city, one of the capital music cities of the country, to record this album?
Yeah, we left for a couple reasons. You know, the producer that we worked with, Kevin Agunis, his studio is out in Van Nuys, and, you know, it's a comfortable space for him to work. Mm-hmm. And also, at the same time, we were looking to actually get out of Nashville because, you know, as much as we love it, you know, whenever you're home, there are distractions that come along with it, and so we really wanted to be
distractions kind of, like friends, family.
Yeah. You know, I mean, there's just life. Comfort zone, and it's great, but you know, we wanted to push ourselves and get outside of our comfort zone and just be in a new place and let that influence the music that we make and influence the record. And so, yeah, we just were looking for a change.
And so, what happened when you got out there? Because I read that you flew out to California with several albums worth of material, but you ended up scrapping just about everything.
Yeah, you know, we went out there and pre-production was pretty intense in the record. And, you know, we took bits and pieces of those 30 or 40 songs and made them into the songs that are now on the Apache Relay. But yeah, we did a lot of restructuring of songs and kind of switched things around, and we just, you know, did our best to trim the fat. So,
I'd love you to talk a little bit about your influences. I read that you're sort of fond of everything from metal to Motown, but that it's soul music that really resonates with all of you.
Yeah, you know, there's, you know, amongst our band, we have tons of different influences. Like you're saying, we like metal and Motown, all that stuff. But one thing that we always get behind, you know, when we're in the van, when we're like listening to jams and stuff, is like soul music, and that Phil Spector era pop is something that we all really resonates within us. And
you
so
can really, really hear it. I love it.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks. Yeah. And so I think that
I hear some George Harrison in some of what you're doing as well.
Well, we love George, you know.
Big fan.
That's great. So. Well, we mentioned in our introduction that you've opened for Mumford and Sons, and one of the other big opportunities you had was performing at the Newport Folk Festival, which you've called a hugely influential experience. Tell us a little bit about that. What did that mean for you?
It was life-changing for me, particularly as a writer, and I think for this band as well. You know, that was during a time period when we were, I guess, probably 4 or 5 months out from making our record, and we were really trying to figure out kind of what direction we were heading in, or just kind of where we were at musically, because we had written so many different songs and we were trying to just put it all together and make it cohesive. And for whatever reason, being at that festival just provided us with like a clear notion of the sound that we were kind of going after. And it's a little bit hard to put into words, but it just seemed like we just love Newport and we love what it stands for. We love that scene that visits there every year. And
Speaking of, you know, maturing or, you know, finding that sound, trying to figure out what you want to sound like, a lot of bands nowadays, their self-titled album is no longer their first album. And and that's the case with you, too. This is your second album that you've self-titled. So is that a sort of, I don't know, a signal that this is where you want to be? You've sort of arrived at where you want to be, sound-wise?
Yeah. I think this is the most accurate sonic description of who we feel like we are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do feel like that, and I feel like everybody else does, too. So, yeah.
Well, super exciting. It's a great, great, great sound. And we'd love to hear one more song. And, Michael, I read that you wrote this next song, Growing Pains, in one of your all-time favorite rooms to sing in, a dining hall. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah. So I live down the street from a university, and there's a dining hall there that empties out every night. It's like this kind of old ballroom-style dining hall. And so when I was working on songs for the record, I would go in there and I would write, and just the room sounds so huge and beautiful that I really feel like it influenced the melodies that ended up sticking in the song. So,
all right. Well, before you play, I just want to remind our listeners that the Apache Relay is going to be performing tonight at the Sinclair in Cambridge. There's a lot more information at our website at RadioBoston.org. And gentlemen, thank you all so much for coming in. I want to wish you all a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
And before we wrap up, I have to say, I wish I'd brought my phone in here to take a picture of you guys. I don't think we've actually crammed this many musicians in our studio before. But listeners, that is it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And we'll go out now with the Apache Relay performing their song, Growing Pains. Thank you.
it's just a feeling that's so.